Education Law, and I drew it on the last slide in terms of energy density. So you have a let's say you have some metal box, and it's the outside of the box is held at a constant temperature. It's telling us what the energy density is on the inside in terms of the photons inside. And usually, what people do is look at the intensity that would come out of a small hole of that box. So I will try one more time. This time I think I make it big so I can't touch things as much. So if we have a box, if we could draw. Okay, so I make a box like this. And inside the box, the outside of the box has a certain the box has a certain temperature. And inside the box there are photons, because it's the box is at a certain temperature, it's emitting black body radiation into this volume. And what I calculated before was the energy density joules per meter cubed inside the box. But if you make a small hole in it, then there will be photons coming out. Some of them go straight and some of them come out at an angle. At funny angles, and you have to integrate over the angles to get the right answer. But I want to now calculate what's the intensity of light coming out of this box. And if I know what the energy density is inside, and I know how big this hole is, and I know that all the photons are moving with the speed of light, I can use those things when I average over angle to calculate the intensity, and it turns out to be this quantity. So this is the intensity that's as a function of wavelength that you get from something radiating black body radiation. And it also has this peak in it from the black body radiation curves, from the Planck curves. And you can differentiate the intensity or the energy density to find out at which position that peak is. So the horizontal axis in the plot is wavelength. And so you differentiate with respect to wavelength to find out at which wavelength the peak is at. And the result is fairly simple. It turns out that the wavelength at the maximum times the temperature is some constant. So this is called Wien's law. It just it tells you the if you can measure this spectrum of radiation and find the peak, it will tell you the temperature. So this is what's used to measure the temperature of the sun or a star or anything it's difficult to put a thermometer on. Also sometimes in an industrial process or you're doing nuclear fusion or something like that, the temperature is 100,000 degrees or too high to put a physical thermometer in, then the idea is to look at the spectrum and see where the peak is and then use Wien's law to determine what the temperature is. The this intensity formula as well, it gets watts per meter squared, and it's often used to calculate the distance to a star. So sometimes we know what the, because we've seen a supernova or something, we know what the intensity of the star would be if we were close to it, and we measure the intensity. And from measuring the intensity we see at Earth, we can figure out how far away the star is.